Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, y'all. Happy Thursday. Welcome to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz and
Shantae.
And fall is in full effect over here in Seattle. We've got nothing but rain and leaves on the ground. I'm cold all the time.
Okay, the accent is a bit offensive. Like, what part of the South are you coming from?
Me, since I myself do not have an accent, any accent that I do is going to be offensive.
Exactly.
Because it's not mine. But yes, you guys, welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. We're excited to be here. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're actually going to get through it all in a timely manner. There will be no rushing today, okay?
We'll see.
Really quickly, though, I wanted to touch on something that Benny said right before we came on. He said something about like an echo, and that immediately just brought this song back to my mind, which you might know it, Benny, because it's from like the early 2000s, but it's called Echo. And it's the song where he's like, I need to let go of this echo. No. You
don't
know this song. It's like on the tip of my tongue. I'll look for it.
Yes, you got it. That is a fantastic question. Close my eyes, let the whole thing pass me by. Come on, you guys got to know this song.
I definitely don't know it. Okay, is it from the guy who sang, I forgot. Baby, are you down? That guy, did he sing it?
Jay Sean?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's by Trapped, T-R-A-P-T, Trapped.
That's probably why we don't know it.
Okay, so hopefully at some point I can cue this up for you guys, but as soon as you said that you were dealing with some kind of like echo, now I know in the back of my mind and all day today, I'm going to have this in my head because I did a dance to this song as a child and there was like chains. It was just a thing and I'm just there now in my mind. So...
I'm weak. I was going to ask, how do you know this song? Like,
it definitely is a dance reference. Usually when it's something obscure like this, it has to be like a dance reference.
Gotta be.
But let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into our weekly recaps. Tay, talk to us because I can see what you want to talk about.
Yes, your girl got a much needed haircut. Yes, you know I'm known for the ba ba ba. Yes, I got my hair cut. It feels amazing. It looks good.
It does.
The only problem is that it's straight, so that's going to last probably to the end of this week because I don't plan to straighten my hair every day. That's just like a no-go for me. Mm-hmm. I don't put heat on my hair. I want my curls to bounce back. So I'm going to have to find some different ways to like style it so that I can wear it, you know, straight or like maybe wavy, get some rollers. I don't know, but it's not the heat. The heat is not like, the way.
I like that because automatically you're already talking about wanting to find and figure out new ways to like style it rather than just being like, and it's going to go back into like a bun or something.
Yes, that was the first thought. I was like, is it long enough? It is. For a low pony, I can do it. Okay, so... if you see me next week and it's in a bun or something,
yeah,
you know what happened.
I'm excited to see what you like do with it because it's really like this bob style is very, very cute. But even before you got it cut, you were already experimenting with like having your curls down and out and stuff. So yeah. I'm excited to see like with this cut and with it being like healthier now, how it looks and the shape and all that stuff.
And
so.
Man, fingers crossed that it grows back fast. Like,
I think,
you
so.
Know, sometimes it takes forever to grow back, but I'm just hoping that because I'm on a healthy hair journey, it just grows.
And that's what I'm thinking too. I think that with like the care and stuff that you're putting into it, I can see your inches coming back quick.
Let's go.
It does look very cute. Like I love how it's parted right now. It shapes your face really cute. Like it's a really nice look. Yeah, she did a good job.
I'm feeling grown. So that's my weekly recap for the week.
So my weekly recap is definitely totally not at all exciting. I worked at the club all weekend because, again, I'm still trying to stack up my money. And I started doing Sunbasket again because, again, I had to have a come to Jesus talk about my money and I need to stop door dashing and fast fooding everything. So why not get some groceries in the house and make yourself cook? Well, Sunbasket is so involved. Like they give you everything that you need. And I'm still trying to figure out like the best way to go about it. And like, it tells you what you need to have prepped before you like start cooking, but yet you're still like prepping along the way. So yeah. I think I'm just gonna have to like bite the bullet, prep everything at the top of it, and then just like go down the line of like what I need to do, because I'm in the kitchen for like an hour and a half doing this and I'm hungry when I started this.
Like, that's my least favorite part of cooking always. Like the prep work is insane.
Yeah. And I told you that I bought like a chopper, right? Cause I'm yeah. like, yeah, hopefully that'll help speed up the process. Well, no, that like chops and dice. Some stuff needs to just be sliced. That right. still requires hand cutting.
Yeah. I was just thinking about this the other day because I've been cooking more as well. And I was just like, I'm going to have to start like either on Sundays prepping all my stuff or at least take the time during lunch to get myself ready for dinner. Because like literally the other day I ate dinner at like almost 8:30. And I was just like, this isn't acceptable to me. Like, yeah. I don't want to be eating that late.
Well, and it's hard too, because it's like, you're on this journey of trying to incorporate like fitness into it as well. And so you're working and then you're going to like work out and then you're eating, because it's not good to work out on a full stomach.
Yeah.
And so because of that, and then with the cooking time into it, that's why it's so late and you're not supposed to eat that late either.
Like, exactly. Exactly. So I'm just like, something's got to give. I've got to prepare to prepare.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, maybe since my Sunbaskets, they arrive on Mondays, maybe I just cook them all on Mondays so that they're prepped for the week. Because here's the thing, like if I get them on Monday, they're technically like two meals four meals, but each meal serves two people. So that's technically like eight meals.
Yeah.
And if Latia's not here, or if I'm not eating the other one with someone, that's like leftover. So that's lunch, you know? So it really does make sense. Like I could make this like a meal prep type of thing, but again, it's very involved. And that would be probably all that I'm doing after work on Mondays is living in the kitchen, cooking my Sunbasket.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's good. It's healthy food. So again, it's like, it's worth it. It's definitely delicious. Like I'm complaining, but I'm actually like happy about it. I'm thankful that I have it and that I'm doing it. But again, I would love to have like a sous chef or someone.
Right.
Yeah. Give us a rundown, Tay. What else are we talking about today?
We are again doing the way, not the way. We've got some stuff to get off our chest, and we've even reached out to some of our friends, listeners, IG followers for some help. So this week we'll be getting some the ways and not the way from them. We're going to do a review of the Fenty Show Volume 3 that is out on Amazon Prime. And we're going to get into a hot topic roundup because there's been a lot going on. Like, there's just always a lot going on.
It is. Honestly. In this day and age.
Like, everybody stop. Right.
We just have one day off.
Like, you know, a week. A week where we're just talking about something, like, general, you know? Like, come on. But before we get into our hot topic and our the way, not the way icebreaker, I want to always remind you guys that we have 30 and 60 second ad space available. We have, sorry, I was just about to repeat exactly what I said again.
I mean, hey, let the people, if they didn't hear you the first time.
We have 30 second and 60 second ad space available. If you're a business owner, a musician, entrepreneur, whatever it may be, we've got space for you. You can always email us at thewayjt@gmail.com, DM us at thewayjazzandtay, or you can even go to our website, www.thewayjtpod.com, to ask us about our rates.
And don't forget, you guys, please leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. It really does help our show grow. Follow us on IG at The Way with Jazz and Tay. We do post daily. We have all kinds of clips on there. And why wouldn't you guys want to see our lovely faces? Lastly, again, like Shantae said, please check us out on our webpage at thewayjtpod.com. All of our latest episodes are there, as well as anything else that we have going on. And YouTube, babies. We are on YouTube, The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Oh, yeah. But
now that we've gotten our formalities out of the way, let's jump into our The Way and Not the Way for the week. And this week, I'm really glad that both of us were able to reach out and find somebody to help contribute to our discussion today, because of course, we've always got stuff that's the way and not the way, but we love to hear about what else people have going on that's grinding their gears or that they want to celebrate.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to start off with my not the way, because this one is for me personally, and then we can share the space. But I'm going to try to keep this one also as PG as I can. I had the most amazing dream the other night, and the person that it was with was actually very, really very random. Like this model influencer person that like I kind of know in person, but not really. Girl, it was random. No, I'll show you her later, but it was so random. I was like, why am I dreaming of this person? Anyways, we were like having a great time. We were running the city. We were on a date, and like everything was going really, really well until all of a sudden it just like wasn't. Like we get back to like a safe space and we're like one thing leading to the other, you know, we're getting ready to kind of like, you know, hook up or whatever. And you know how guys do that, like when you guys are kissing and like there's that joke like them pushing your like head down so that you can perform, you know, fellatio or whatever.
Yes.
So this person started doing that. She wanted me to give her a kiss on the lips. And I was like, totally here for it. And then I just like, literally I froze. Like literally my mouth was just like stuck, hinged open, and I couldn't do anything. So like in my dream, I'm literally just like in this person's area and my mouth is just like, couldn't do anything. And it's like shaking because I can't even close it. I'm trying so hard to close my mouth and it just wouldn't. So I just remember being so like embarrassed and ashamed. And like, you know, I think she just like got up and left in a hurry. Like, yeah. And I just remember waking up being like, really? So now I'm like questioning my skills, because why would I even dream about something like that? Like this was supposed to be a good dream and it turned out to be like, is that a nightmare? Is that considered a nightmare?
It could be.
So that's not the way for me.
It's not a dream.
Right. You know, I definitely don't dream about stuff like that. Right? So that's definitely not the way for me. I'm all in my head about it now. And I wish that I could just like, hey, can I test this theory out on you? The like, you know, but anyways, no, I have nobody to test this theory on. Moving along, definitely not the way. Definitely has me scarred. And moving on to the way. And this actually did come from our listener. His name is Marshall, AKA the Darsh underscore 206 on IG. And he's actually sent us a couple set things before, but he sent us one that actually kind of made me ponder. He said, flossing your teeth daily is definitely the way. And at first, I didn't think much about it. But then I started having, you know, flashbacks to people at the club and just...
Do you have dreams about that too?
Kenny, yeah, you'd be surprised about the kind of things that I dream about. But like, I totally am on board with this because I agree. It's like, you know, brushing and flossing your teeth should go hand in hand. And if your flossing habits are not in line with your brushing habits, then that means that you're probably also not brushing your teeth well. So I'm sure he probably ran into someone who was all up in his face, smiling. You know, he works at the gym. He is a personal trainer. So he's dealing with people often. And I'm sure this person probably had some kind of lettuce or grain or pepper stuck all up in their teeth. And also, like, as a professional, there's a polite way to be like, hey, you know, you got something in your tooth. But you being the person that has something in your tooth, it's not always easy to get it out, especially with no mirror.
Oh,
and you're not just going to, like, sit there sucking on your teeth, digging your fingers up in your teeth. It's like, it's embarrassing because you have to stop what you're doing, try to find some floss, go to a mirror, and then dig in your mouth to get it out. So I get it. Floss every day on your own in private so that people do not have to tell you to your face and embarrass you.
Hey, but if you just ate a sandwich, that's hard to do sometimes, you know? Like, say you ate something, then you went to the gym, and now you got something all up in your teeth. Let me know, because I would rather know than to be walking around with something in my teeth.
Common courtesy. Common courtesy.
What I'm saying? Because you know people just be sitting there staring at it, too. And I'm like, let me know. Oh, so you're just going to let me walk around looking crazy.
Especially if you're, like, laughing and having a good time, thinking you're all cute. And like you look, like somebody's like, oh, you got scent on your teeth. Like, how long? I have not eaten in 2 hours.
Right.
How long has this been on my tooth?
Right. Oh, okay. So you haven't got my bag. Okay. Right. I'm going to remember that next time.
She fake. She fake. So yes. Flossing your teeth definitely is going to be the way. Please do it daily. If you brush your teeth in the morning, do it in the morning. If you brush your teeth at night, do it at night. If you brush your teeth both at morning and night, which you should be doing, do it both times as well.
I am weak. Thank you for that, Marshall. Always need daily reminders for good hygiene.
Yes.
I'm going to kick off with my The Way for the week. I also got my The Way from an IG friend. This is from Chris, aka CKid206. Shout out to Seattle, okay? We had both of them with 206s in their hands.
Oh, we did! Look at you guys!
Yes, what's good? Anyway, so he said, what's the way for him the week is buying clothes and shoes from Black-owned businesses only.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a really good one. And I know probably like a year ago, we were making a very conservative effort of like trying to support other Black businesses and sharing them on our page. But it's also a really great reminder, also a really hard task. So I commend him.
It is a really hard task. But the other thing that I want to point out too is I feel like when we were doing this, it was definitely centered around like Black History Month. Mm-hmm. When like it was just inundated with that kind of stuff, you know,
everywhere.
Yeah. So it was easier then to be like, oh, look at all these Black brands I can just
and the whole like amplify melanated voices, that hashtag, like that made it easy. Yeah, like there was a point in time last year where it was really easy to find Black-owned businesses. Now it's like, you know, you do. I do like to frequent a Black-owned restaurant. Like that's always the way, like Fats and Catfish Corner, like those are the spots in Seattle. Love those places. But I wanted to also just name a few of the brands that I like to use that are actually Black owned. So I use Pattern Hair by Tracy Ellis Ross. Yes, love the brand. Makes love my hair so soft. Yeah, love her. She's hilarious. Savage X Fenty, the lingerie and the makeup brand.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, like
I just became a Fenty girl.
Yes, so we are going to talk about the fashion show later, but also I recently got a new like liquid eyeliner from her makeup brand, and I love it. Like I haven't found one that I loved like this. Like it makes making a wing so much easier.
Ooh, can I pop one in here too? Since we're talking about Black makeup,
sure.
Juvia's Place.
Oh yes.
Juvia's Place. And they carry Juvia's Places at like Ulta. You can find them usually at like those places. Juvia's Place is another great Black owned
makeup brand.
And they specialize in like melanated people and all that.
Yes. And if we're throwing out makeup, Minted Cosmetics, I've not tried it, but I've been dying to get one of their lipsticks because they have really great nudes as well. And then one last one I wanted to add is Uzo Art. She's an that's her Instagram name. So if you look her up on Instagram, it's just uzo.art. And she's an African artist that I found on Instagram about a year ago. And I just really, really resonated with her artwork. She created a shop. So she sells merchandise now and she puts her artwork on different things. I've purchased 2 phone cases now that have her art. I actually have one now. This one's kind of hard to see for anybody watching on video, but it's basically just a picture of a bunch of Black people walking, like in business outfits, but it's outlines of them. And then what you can see in color are their faces.
Love
so
that.
Yeah, I just, My last one was a case of a Black woman like at a pool, and I liked that one because I like to travel and I like to go to beaches, so I felt like that was a picture of me on the back of my phone. So that's another one that I definitely think you guys should check out. She's got big pieces, she's got pattern work that she does, like her stuff's really cool. And it's a small business, and you know,
Can you spell Uzo Art for those that want to look her up?
U-Z-O.
U-Z-O. That sounds Nigerian.
It is.
Yeah? Cool. Yes. All right. Cool. There we go.
Yes.
Making up for my country accent earlier.
So that's the way for the week. Definitely, if you have a chance, try to support a Black-owned business. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to buy something new, see if there's something... if there is a Black creator out there or small business out there that can supply that for you.
I know for me personally, we have a friend out here that has her own like online boutique. It's called Shop Dream Luna. That's Black owned. And I actually like, if I'm looking for new things, I go to her website first. And if I don't find something on there that I like, then I'll go like other places. But I definitely start there first because support and buy Black always.
Yes. And then my not the way for the week, you guys, we're going political again, because has it ever been the way, really?
Right. Like, what?
America is almost out of money. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So according to CNN, and this has been a developing story, like it kind of broke about a month ago, but has been rapidly evolving. The Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned lawmakers that the federal government will likely run out of cash and extraordinary measures by October 18th. That's what? About 3 weeks away.
What does extraordinary measures mean?
So basically, they need to raise the debt ceiling in order for us to not default on the money that we owe.
That we owe China?
I'm not sure. It's just banks in general.
I gotcha.
Because I was like, who do we owe money to? But in general, it's like all the money that we as Americans are borrowing comes from somewhere.
Oh.
And we're not paying them back because of everything that's going on.
Well, pause. I am.
I mean.
Excuse me.
But you are one out of how many million?
Yeah,
and also, you got to think of all the people who are still, you know, looking for a place to live.
I mean, I was just going to say.
Have jobs.
I was just going to say that eviction memorandum just lifted. So
it's like there's a lot going on as to why this would be happening. So it went through the House yesterday, but now it's got to go to the Senate. And guess who the Senate majority still is? Mitch McConnell.
I hate this old turtle man.
Okay. And he's already said he's not doing it. He's not going to raise the debt ceiling.
Probably
he said
because
the Democrats have to do it themselves, which I'm like, I don't know.
Does he not understand that we can't do that without you, though?
Exactly.
Like, if that's what you want us to do, you guys have to meet us in the middle.
And that's it.
Which is why we're doing this in the first place. Do you, what? Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
So some direct quotes that I just wanted to read to kind of like frame the severity of the situation. The new estimate from the Treasury Secretary raises the risk that the U.S. could default on its debts in a matter of weeks if Washington fails to act. A default would likely be catastrophic, tanking markets and the economy and delaying payments to millions of Americans, meaning people aren't going to get paid.
No, real quick. Is this is even for regular jobs?
Not regular jobs, but like federal, military.
Okay.
But however, wait on this because there are other things that are funded by this. Okay. So, obviously, there's other things funded, like state funding, state aid, all this kind of stuff. There was a memo that was circulating the White House last week that was for state and local officials, and it listed several key programs that would be halted if Congress fails to increase the debt limit. Those things include disaster relief efforts, FEMA,
oh, Lord.
Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, infrastructure funding, education, public health, and child nutrition.
Okay, so pause.
I also heard that SNAP could also be in the line of fire.
Okay, so here's what we need to do first and foremost.
Wait a minute.
Oh, jeez.
There's more.
Oh, jeez.
The ensuing market meltdown could also crash the retirement savings of countless families and jack up the cost of borrowing for mortgages, car loans, and businesses of all sizes.
Okay, stop. So I'm pulling out my 401k now and putting an offer in on a property tomorrow. I'm doing this now.
Girl, when I read that part, I was stop,
hold
the presses. Stop everything. Stop the madness. I'm over it. I don't want to hear anything else. It sounds terrible.
No, so here's the thing. When it comes to on a serious note, when you're talking about how it might stop, Medicaid, food stamps and all that kind of stuff.
Disaster relief.
These are literally things that help keep human beings alive and well. And these are things that we really do need to be prioritizing over. No offense, infrastructure. I understand if infrastructure is literally about to crumble and stuff, that's different. But please understand that we need to prioritize human lives and wellness over anything else.
Also, disaster relief efforts. We have control over any disasters that happen, disasters.
But here's the other thing. It's with the South just endured with the hurricane, and then the East Coast that had to deal with the after effects, all that disaster relief. What if we finally get the big one over here and, the tectonic plates just shift all of a sudden and half of the state is just in the Pacific. You're just gonna say, oh, we can't fund
we can't do
efforts,
we can't
guys.
Deal with
sorry.
That right now yeah
sorry we're still working on budgeting over here in the White House, but you guys, thoughts and prayers.
So
start a GoFundMe.
So now those are just estimates, but the Senate has to do something now.
Yeah.
They do think that, with all of the things that are stacked against them, they will do the right thing. They've done it before. They've done it, I think, 78 or 79 other times they've raised the debt ceiling. So I don't know what the problem is this time when it seems like it could be catastrophic.
I think they just want to blame the Democrats. That's what it is.
Oh, they absolutely do. Yeah. Oh, they absolutely do. And then you have to also think about the fact that they're trying to pass $1 trillion, another bill so that people can get stimulus checks and all this other stuff. So they're probably you're going to have to get rid of that if we're going to.
It's got
to
be one or the other.
they're going to try and play negotiation game. And you know what? Honestly, fix this issue because it sounds a hot freaking mess.
Thank you. Yeah. Human life. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, and as much as I would love another stimulus check, at the end of the day, please take care of those that are less fortunate than I am.
Absolutely.
I'm somebody who you guys, I'm considered poverty level, I'm pretty sure at this point. So considering the fact that that's where I am, there are people who are worse off than I am who literally need and survive off of these kinds of benefits. Please understand that needs to get prioritized and fixed. I know they probably can't hear me, and I know they're probably not listening to this, but please find it in the goodness of your hearts to do the right thing. I'm serious.
Please, Mitch McConnell, get your head out of your
booty hole.
Behind. I cannot stand him. I also have choice words for him that I can't say on here. I normally don't call him by his name, if you know what I mean.
It's Mitch, but with a B.
Okay. Period. Get him out of the Senate.
I honestly thought, you guys, and I don't wish this upon people, but I really thought that they were worried about his health at some point last year, and I had the slightest bit of hope that his health was declining so that he would have to step down. And again, I'm not proud of that. I'm not. But here he is. Still ruining things. Yes. sir.
Go have several seats, sir.
Right.
Here's the thing. On top of what you just said, maybe he should be chilling. I feel like his job is too stressful for his age and how
Thank
his
you.
Health is.
Thank you.
Go on retirement or something. I don't know.
Do you remember when they showed a picture of Obama side by side for when he first took office versus when he left office?
Yes.
That was only 8 years, okay? And he was much younger than Mitch. So I can only imagine what 8 years has done to Mitch McConnell in this position.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a beat, sir. Take a beat.
Yeah.
Retire.
We would totally be fine if you decided to retire.
Yeah, retire. Take a nap somewhere. go to Martha's Vineyard. We won't say anything. Literally, we'll leave you alone to in peace.
We will start a GoFundMe. If right. You do that.
A petition. It's like a GoFundMe to help fund your retirement. If that's what your issue is.
To send Mitch McConnell on a forever vacation, right. PTO. Don't come back. Don't worry about us. We got it.
Okay, so we're exiling him at this point. That's what we're doing.
It's a vacation. He just cannot come back to Senate. Don't come back to work. We got you covered.
Love it.
So that is not the way for the week.
No.
I mean, obviously, America running out of money, like, that just, an entire country not having enough money, like, we might default on our debts. That's crazy. Like, I'm over here worried about, like, oh, I could default if I buy a house, not thinking about the whole country defaulting on the debts that we owe. So,
I only brought up China earlier just because there's always this, like, running joke that we borrow so much money and everything from China that we technically, like, in the event of any states needing to defect, we're giving them to China.
Yeah.
Like, that's the running joke. So that's the only reason why I brought that up earlier, because yes. Yeah, they really help us. Like, China and us are frenemies. Like, we both understand that we have value for each other, but we do not like each other at all.
I am weak. Yes, so that is our The Way and Not The Way of the Week. Please, you guys, let us know what you thought about those in our comments, in our DMs, wherever you want to hit us up, let us know. And also, if you want to let us know what is the way and not the way for you next week, please DM us on at The Way Jazz and Tay on Instagram, at The Way JT on Twitter. You can also go and submit it to our contact us form on www.thewayjtpod.com or shoot, email us thewayjt@gmail.com. Just get at us, let us know what's the way and not the way for you next week, and stay tuned. We're going to jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
Tune into the Whale You Ask podcast with T1 D Live at 5 and DJ BBD. This is the podcast where you ask us a question and we will talk about it. Catch us every Wednesday live on Facebook and YouTube at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to us on all podcast streaming platforms.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And before the break, we gave our weekly recaps as well as our The Way and Not The Ways with a little bit of help from some friends via Instagram. So shout out to y'all. But now we're going to go ahead and get into our review of the week, which is the Savage X Fenty Fashion Show Volume 3. Okay, I hold up two fingers on this hand. Whoops. But yeah, volume 3. So I watched it last year. I don't even think I watched the first one. And when I think about it, I think the first one was technically live on the runway. That's mm-hmm. the one that I remember was actually on like a fashion runway. And then I think they moved to this way because of COVID.
Yeah,
They would have done like a live fashion show. And I'm not even gonna cap. I think that I like this way of doing the fashion shows much better than just walking on a runway, because the visual element, the different, like, you know, levels, the singing, she has musical artists, like just everything. So to give it a brief like rundown, they're in like a parking garage structure. It looks like, the ones that kind of spiral, that kind of like circular. And that's essentially the runway. So everybody's pretty much on there either showing, strutting their stuff, singing and performing, or they're straight up just like dancing all up and down this. And it was just a really awesome time. Tay, do you want to talk about what you liked first? I mean, I'm sure we can both kind of like touch on it, because some of your favorite parts are definitely the parts that stuck out to me as well.
Yeah. I would say like my overall, it's very interesting because I did enjoy the way it was shot and everything. It felt almost like a musical fashion show.
Yes.
You know, or something you see on Broadway.
Theater, Broadway. Yes. Especially how it opened.
Yes, exactly how it opened. I loved that they had Jade Nova opening. I really think that they showcased her vocal sound. I know we both follow her on Instagram and she does these really funny skits.
Yes.
But she also does things on her Instagram where she's singing. And I'm just glad that like she got that moment to kind of really showcase her vocals, because I didn't know she was that good. I was like, who's the opera singer?
So it's actually, I'm really glad that you say that, because I highlighted her as well, because yes, we both follow her. And I think I started following her because of her like impressions. She does really good impressions of like Beyonce and stuff like that.
And Cardi B.
Yeah. And so I followed her because of that. And then randomly on one of my playlists that I listened to on Tidal, a song came up and it had her name on it, and I liked the song, and I was like, I don't think this is the same person. I'm scrolling on Instagram one day and it's literally the same person, and I'm like, okay, dope, so you can actually sing and I like your music. And again, like you just said, I'm really glad and happy that Rihanna picked her for this to showcase her talent as her, like she herself. Jade Nova is someone who I think we should keep our eyes out for.
Absolutely. Especially because, after this show.
Yeah, she's definitely up and coming, and she really does have vocals. Oh my gosh. She was over
Absolutely.
There.
Oh! I was like, who is this? Literally, I was like, who's the opera singer? And then they flashed to her and I was like, no way. Like, I was expecting her to do something like what Normani did, like a song. And I was like, okay, opening it up. Strong, sis.
I just got hot when you mentioned Normani, because oh my God.
The one thing I did wanted to note, and you know, this is like a me just being like critical of the whole piece. I was like, let me find something that I don't like, you know, because everything can't be amazing. I mean, it's an amazing show. Let's just put that out there. But the one thing that always interests me is that, like, I think I get so caught up in everything else going on, I don't even really realize the lingerie.
Really?
Yeah, like obviously when the models are doing their runway walks, I notice it then. But when we're flashing and we're giving moods and scenes, I'm like, what am I watching again? Like, was Normani's piece even a piece of the lingerie?
Yes, it was. So here's the thing. Everybody was, so like her and Jade, everyone was wearing Fenty. And even when you see Rihanna, she's wearing Savage, but it's custom.
Okay, or like Ricky Martin.
Robe. That's why he was swinging his robe around the way that he was, because that was a Fenty robe.
I was like, now those Nas, are leather pants.
Now Nas, I don't know that he had any Fenty on that we could see.
Because was that Daddy Yankee also?
Oh yes, it was Daddy Yankee, girl. Yes, bless you.
Sorry, thank you.
But I'm glad that you said that, because I remember for me at first, when we first were watching it, I watched it with Mariah, and she said the same thing. We were like, I wish we could see more, like, is this the pieces? But here's the thing, I think one, she does a really good job at like showing that you can move in these items, like I think that's part of what she wants to show you, is that like they're durable, you can move in it, like literally these, you can pop, lock and twist and whatever, and you're not gonna have any like, you know, slippage. But she does then also do a really good job at showing all of the pieces, like though there will be different scenes where like she is stopping and making sure that you're fanning across the entire kind of like collection of what she's showing. And like, there are moments where people are just walking, and like, cause I definitely felt that. I was like, this is overwhelming. This is too much.
It's all over the place.
I was like, ah.
Like, but yeah.
But she does have her moments where she's like, this is the collection, these are the pieces. And like,
yeah,
you know, so I think she does a good job at balancing that off. However, I will definitely say within the first, like the opening parts, I was like, okay, is this a fashion show or is this a music video? I was like, what is
or is it like a show? Yeah, like it felt like a concert and they were in the lingerie. And I was like, and I think, yeah, to your point, she does a good job of kind of drawing you in. And I feel like that's a bit of the marketing to it. It's kind of like, oh, you didn't really get to see the pieces, so now you have to go to the website and check them out for yourself and see everything that they had. Because I was like, honestly, like, there were some themes that I liked, but I was like, there wasn't anything like last year's show. I was like, I don't know how to say her name. She was dating Miguel.
Oh, Nazina. They were married. But yes.
They were married.
They were married. They got married a couple years ago. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the scene with her, it was very floral, and I loved the colors, and I loved the lingerie, and I knew, I was like, I'm gonna go find that. Of course, by the time I went to go get it, it was sold out, and that's the one caveat to Savage Lingerie, is that it sells out instantaneously. But like this time around, there wasn't really a scene where I could be like, oh, I really like that, I'm gonna go check that out later. But I guess that is also like, going back to what I was saying previously, is a part of the marketing is to get you to go from the Fenty fashion show to the page and be like, oh, what do they actually have? Because, you know, I liked this color, or this my favorite model was wearing it, you know? So that was like my one critique of it. I was like, what's happening really? Mm-hmm. But I did like it. I just was like, it just felt more of like a show than it did a fashion show, except for the pieces where obviously the models are walking. I was like, okay, now this is what we came here for. But my favorite part.
Yes, let's talk about it.
My favorite part was the Busta Rhymes section. I didn't realize until this section that I was a big Busta Rhymes fan, and that I grew up.
Girl, right? Oh, this was the part. Ooh, stop.
Pass the Cavassier.
Yes. Okay.
Whoa.
That was the part. That was the part too. Shantae, girl. Jeremy Pope.
We've
both.
Who is this guy, and where did he come from?
Okay. So Latia, when we were watching it on Monday, and we, like, me and Mariah were both just kind of like obsessing over this dude. Latia was the one that told us where we know him from. That show on Netflix, Hollywood. He was one of the like writers or directors, one of the gay. Yes! Oh, girl, yes!
He was fun in that too.
Yes, as soon as she said that, it immediately clicked. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly it. So like, so Hollywood. And then we just recently geeked out about him at the gala. Yes.
That's where I was like remembering him from. I was like, Jeremy Pope's in the Fenty show too. Okay.
And then I didn't even see the Fenty show. I saw some random, like maybe 5 or 6 second clip of him doing his little like dance, and then that like tongue lick thing.
And I was like, Lord heavens.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God.
It's a
tragedy that doesn't swing my way, but girl, I'm still like, into him. I don't care.
100%. This was the only time that I ever was like, damn, I wish I was born a male.
You can like men, but I like you, Jeremy, okay? Period.
He is my new man crush forever.
Like, period. I was he is giving everything.
And untouchable man crushes, him and Coleman Domingo.
Let's just add about that whole Busta Rhymes section. That was like mainly male focused. Like it was mostly the men. And I was like drooling. I was like, every single man there looked fine. Like everybody shaped.
I'm actually very hot right now.
Every like hairstyle. I mean, there was even a gay guy that was presenting more feminine, you know, and he was kind of doing the Vogue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he looked a little bit like Ty Dolla $ign. And I was like, even he looks good. Like, everybody looks good.
I saw him too. And I literally said that too. I was like, is that Ty Daddy $ign? There was this one dude, this one model that she kept showcasing, the white guy that had like the little blonde tuft or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know who he is, but I did catch a few glimpses of his print in his little boxers. Oh, and I was like, oh, Riri, this is why you put him in here. He looks like he might be packing. And it is gray sweatpants season, just saying.
Yeah, like that whole section, like I might go and rewatch it just for that section alone. Like I was like, whoa.
I want to learn
what I came here for.
It was just the way that he was looking at the camera, the tongue,
all of
the way
them.
He like threw back all the little robe. I was just like, okay.
there was like a stockier guy that was wearing like a tank top. I was like in a do-rag. I was like, you look good. Oh. The guy next to you that was real tall, I was like, you look fine and you're short and I don't care.
I can send you that guy's Instagram because I followed him on IG from last year's fashion show. I was like, oh, you're big and you're thick? Right up my alley.
Teddy bear.
Literally, let's go.
So thank you, Rihanna.
Really, girl. That's what And here's the thing.
I was really thirsty and you just quenched it for me, girl. Okay.
Cause like, we're not even talking about the fact that Rihanna also had a moment. She also had a moment where she just came out and was dancing and sexy. And I remember live when I first watched it, I was slayed. I was like, no, she's not. I was like, yeah. No, she's not. Completely forgot about it.
She came out to that song with Janet Jackson and Busta Rhymes. And it's a very like sensual song too.
What's it gonna be, right?
Yes. And I was like, okay, we just got real sexy. Like that whole scene. Mm. Erykah Badu walked out during the Busta Rhymes section. Like I was just like, that section for me was the show. Like I definitely liked everything else, but I was just like, I was just watching it like, yeah, this is the Fenty fashion show. And then that section came through and it was long. And I was like, I'm here for all of it. I'm hot. Yes. I'm bothered. One other model and section I wanted to talk about though, Simone, I guess a season winner of RuPaul's Drag Race was in it. Drag Queen.
Okay. Hey.
And the walk was fierce. The walk rivaled Naomi Campbell. Like I'm watching and I'm like, you better work. Like better. Like
love I just it.
Couldn't. And even just like the drag queens in that section, I couldn't find the name of the other model, but ended up doing like a whole house voguing section and then did a death drop and I was like, yes. Dante, you stay.
The last person I'm going to touch on before we outro, because we do need to save some time to talk about our hot topics. You pointed out Cindy Crawford, a legend, an icon, but I fangirled over Adriana Lima. Because I remember a few years ago, she retired from being, you know, like a Victoria's Secret angel and all that stuff. And she's been really like low-key since then. And when she popped up, I was like, who is this? And I saw the eyes and I was like, is that Lima? And Mariah was like, that's exactly who that is. And she looks damn good. She should have never quit being a Victoria's Secret model because hello. Whew. All right, I'm done. We're done. Let's go.
Okay, so now that we fangirled, made ourselves real hot.
I'm
really hot and my fan is on.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and jump into a really quick 2 to 3 minute break and come back with our hot topic. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Tune into the Well You Ask podcast with T1 D Live at 5 and DJ BBD. This is the podcast where you ask us a question and we will talk about it. Catch us every Wednesday live on Facebook and YouTube at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to us on all podcast streaming platforms.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
All right, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before our break, we went and did our review of the week, which was of the Savage X Fenty Fashion Show Volume 3. And we are still very much hot and bothered from that topic.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to switch gears, something that's a little bit more serious and groundbreaking. Robert Kelly has officially been found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking on all charges in Chicago. Yes, applause, because amen. Now, for those of you guys that have been living under a rock all week or have not been knowing what's been going on, R. Kelly finally got arrested for all the crap that he's been doing to young women in the industry for decades. Claims he's innocent. The jury and the judge and everybody in the trial all determined that that was a lie. You are definitely guilty.
Oh, yeah.
And so not only has he been, was it like a possible sentencing of like 10 years to life in prison?
Yeah.
He's actually facing charges in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And
Cook County, Illinois,
thank
and
you.
Chicago.
Okay, so there you go. So yeah, so he's facing charges in other states. So there is actually going to be more trial and evidence put against him to add on to this. Okay.
Yeah.
So R. Kelly, sir, I don't understand how you can maintain your innocence through all of this
at all.
When the evidence is literally piling up against you.
They said that there was audio testimony of like some of the stuff that he did to these women. And I'm like, really? You should have just pled guilty and maybe they would have taken it easy on you. But how are you going to have video? Like, he literally kept videos of the stuff he did to them. There's a video. You have people that worked with you that helped you to do this saying, yeah, he did this stuff.
Which also, those people need to also please be held accountable, because you knew what was going on. You're aiding and abetting all of this and assisting and, look the other way. I don't know. You are just as guilty as this man is.
Agreed. And that's the thing, is that in this case or in this trial, they found him guilty of basically running a criminal enterprise for the purposes of basically preying on these women and doing what he did to them, right? So if it's a criminal enterprise, which sounds like a company or a whole thing, there are people helping to pull the strings. They need the manager can help to get that marriage license for Aaliyah. You just told on yourself.
I mean, remember in that documentary alone where they were saying that R. Kelly wouldn't even approach these people. He would have someone on his team be like, R. Kelly likes you. R. Kelly wants you. So clearly it was an operation.
Yes.
Like, come on. There was levels to this.
I also just want to add the fact that we were talking about this when it all was shaking down. This has been going on since the 90s, okay? Mm. We knew when it was Aaliyah. We knew when he peed on that 14-year-old girl on video and got away with it. A, we should not be surprised. And B, we should have done better, because we could have stopped it from happening at this level to this many women a long time ago. And
to
I'm
put
upset.
That into perspective, Shantae and I are both born in the 90s. We are almost 30 years old. That's how long, okay? Decades.
If you wonder how someone could literally think they could get away with it, we were literally allowing him to get away with it, and he thinks he's a genius because of it. So we're all to blame as well. But everybody else who was actually literally involved needs to go to jail.
And briefly, on some really good news, which we've previously mentioned before on the podcast, Britney Spears has finally gotten a small victory in her fight against gaining control over herself again. Los Angeles judge has agreed to suspend her father, Jamie Spears, from her conservatorship. This is huge for those of you guys who have been paying attention and been following along. We didn't think this was going to happen, and the devil has been working hard to make Britney look crazy and unstable, and this is just a step towards winning in the right direction. So I just want to say, yay and free Britney. This is a small step, and we'll definitely keep you guys updated, because we both watch what's been going on. We're really hoping for this freedom.
And there have been a couple of new documentaries that have come out. One of them is Britney versus Spears. That's on Netflix. It's an hour and 30 minutes. Definitely check that out as well to learn more about the conservatorship and everything going on.
Yep. And that will conclude our show for today, you guys.
Yes.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We had a really great episode. You can catch us next week.
Peace.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.